Welcome to today's AdventCast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. From The Rosary with Archbishop Lefebvre. Mary left us the living words of the Magnificat. The Magnificat is her gospel. My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. Mary gives thanks to God for what she has received from the Holy Ghost, and for becoming the Mother of God. In her Magnificat, the Holy Virgin teaches us humility. Two times she emphasized this virtue that had been asked of her. He hath regarded the humility of his handmaid, said the Blessed Virgin, and she added, and he hath exalted the humble. She points out that she had been chosen because of this virtue. Humility is the best disposition from which to understand God, to have the wisdom of God, to be with God. Pride blinds and closes the heart and the spirit. It limits them to the creature. On the other hand, humility is a great opening to the omnipotence of God, to his grandeur, to all his attributes. The humble soul is full of God. This is why the Blessed Virgin Mary teaches us humility first. One of the verses of the Magnificat could be applied to liberals. The rich he hath sent empty away. The liberal is a rich man who says, the truth? I determine what it is. Dogma? It is for me to judge. I do not accept any truth that comes to me from outside without having examined it. Truth must come from me. I do not accept the law because the law limits my liberty, diminishes my human personality, diminishes my human dignity. The liberal is someone who is closed within himself and who says, I have everything within me. I have no need for others. Me, I know everything. Truth is in me. I make my own truth. To each his own truth. Therefore, no one has any right to impose his truth upon others. The liberal is the one who is rich in himself, and who makes himself the center of everything. Conversely, the truly Catholic spirit is one of destitution, of humility. The Catholic says, truth comes to me from God. I have nothing by myself. I am only a receptacle for receiving the truth, so I thirst for the truth. Where can it be found? In our Lord Jesus Christ, in everything the Church teaches. Thus, the Catholic has a desire to know, to recognize the truth, to possess it in receiving it from without. So you can see how the attitude of the liberal and the modernist function differently from that of a Catholic. The attitude of humility is the true attitude of a Catholic, following the example of the Blessed Virgin Mary. He has regarded my humility, the Blessed Virgin tells us. The Blessed Virgin was humble, and this is why she was filled with goodness. For ourselves, if we truly want to be filled with the goodness of God, with truth, with grace, with virtue, with the gifts of the Holy Ghost, let us be humble. Let us be receptive. My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, because he hath regarded the humility of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, because he that is mighty hath done great things to me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is from generation unto generations, to them that fear him. He hath showed might in his arm, he hath scattered the proud in the conceit of their heart. He hath put down the mighty from their seat, and hath exalted the humble. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He hath received Israel, his servant, being mindful of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever.